Good morning to all you liberty lovers and ecclesiastites all across the globe. It is I, your lovable host, Elrod, coming to you live from the Bunker Eye Studio, located somewhere within the great granite state of New Hampshire, where the state motto is live free or die. It is not big government or bust. Here it is, Tuesday, August number 7 in the year of our Lord, 2018, as we really start to roll into this week. Going to be another hot, sunny day out there today. Yesterday was a little bit oppressive, not going to lie. Yeah. I don't know what the high, I didn't check the high temperature. But it's supposed to be close to that today. Oh, yeah, I got this little, the weather app.
Yeah, it's going to be high of such and such today. It's going to be 3 degrees cooler than yesterday.
Really? When you're above 90, I don't think it really matters. People say, have you ever felt what it's like to be in 100-degree weather? Like, have you ever been in New England or in Syracuse, New York on a hot August summer day with the humidity levels above 70% and it hits triple digits? Yeah, I have. Mm-hmm. It's oppressive. It's not fun. Just saying. Hot is hot, by the way. Don't give me this crap, well, you know, it's better in the desert because it's a dry heat. No. It's still hot. People out in Arizona that live out there, you people, I mean, the only reason why we live in some places, strictly is because of modern technology. That includes much of Southern California, folks. Just going to point that out because all of those wonderful, you know, yahoos that live out there in California, especially Southern California, a lot of California is actually pretty much a desert. It's hot, it's uncomfortable. And if it weren't for modern conveniences such as air conditioning and all these water channels coming from outside of California because of water pumps, California would not exist. The reason why these people live in certain places in this modern society is because modern technology has made it comfortable and capable for human beings to live in such a place. Now keep in mind, if you look at the Middle East, I mean, the Middle East is nothing but a big desert. So I don't know why people want to live there. But people have for a very long period of time. But they were nomadic. They didn't settle down into big, beautiful cities. The big, beautiful cities that are ruins out there in the Middle East, those are places that most of them were places that were not always a desert. And by the way, they became deserts long before the Industrial Revolution and man could possibly do anything to affect the planet. So it's not that we did anything, humankind did anything to change the planet, because we didn't. But we got some global warming news for you today. We'll get into that a little bit later today. This morning. Welcome to all the brand new listeners. I know there's a bunch of you out there. Glad that you guys are tuning in. You probably already know that Alex Jones is having some troubles. Troubles with tribbles. Remember that from Star Trek? Is there a new Star Trek movie? I didn't see the last two. Yeah, call me a purist, I guess. The same with the Star Wars. I haven't seen the latest two Star Wars movies. I saw, I haven't seen the Han Solo debacle. I haven't seen, I did see Rogue One, a Star Wars story. There are some people, a growing number of people that are getting disillusioned. And I guess With the debacle of the Han Solo movie, Disney has decided to put all the Star Wars story movies on hold for now. And I warned people about this because some people were saying, though this is, some Star Wars fans were saying, this is great because Disney, you know, Disney's great at telling stories, man. And they're going to, and I said, no, you're going to get sick of it. Why would I get sick of it? Because Disney spent, what, some $4 billion or more to buy Star Wars and Lucas's studios. Man, Disney is known for squeezing every potential drop of profit off out of their investment. Nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing. It's what they're supposed to do if they're going to invest their money. I get it. But they're going to inundate you with Star Wars stuff. You're going to get movie after movie after movie after movie, and you're going to get sick of it, and it is going to get watered down. And if you think that the George Lucas second trilogy of Star Wars was bad, you just wait. And then, of course, comes Han Solo, which everybody, and including critics, just totally completely destroyed, I guess. I don't know. I didn't see it. I don't know what it's like. But there's, I told you they were going to try to maximize their investment. And people got a little shocked by how bad Han Solo was, I guess. But I don't, you know, we still have to finish out this trilogy, right? I haven't, how many are there? I lose track. Because they keep coming out with crap. This is what I'm talking. This is like the superhero movies. I am so superheroed movie. I can't keep up with them all. But now we've got the DC universe coming about. I haven't seen Justice League, Aquaman. I've seen the previews of Aquaman. Now from what I remember about Aquaman in the comic books, they have taken. You want to talk about dramatic license? It's at the point where they're lying. It's not the Aquaman that I grew up with. I still think he's miscast. What's the actor's name? He played Drago in Game of Thrones. I still think he's miscast. Aquaman was never, because he's a big, tall guy. And you look at the comic books and Aquaman's shorter than Superman, but I think Aquaman in the movies is as tall or taller than Superman. So I think he's miscast. I didn't see Justice League, so I couldn't tell you. I can't report on Justice League. I didn't watch it, but I've seen isn't there some rumor that they're going to replace Ben Affleck either wants to be replaced as Batman? I don't know. That was a big mistake anyway, having him. So who thought of that idea? I have no idea. In any case, that got some news out of Hollywood for you, and it's not about those things. We'll try to get into later in the program. But Alex Jones is having some troubles. In these United States, now, there are a lot of people that are shocked by this. The way things have been going since Trump was elected, I'm not shocked at all. I am not shocked at all. Well, and I'm surprised it's actually taken this long. Now, remember, folks, there was a few years ago when the Democrats wanted to take over the internet. Remember that? We had there are a lot of people that mobilized to stop the internet takeover, the overregulation of the internet. And we thought that we dodged a bullet by electing Trump, who then put, Ajit Pai? And the FCC reversed course on a lot of that regulation of the internet, which they should. Now we can look at Europe and Asia and the Middle East, and see the hammer come down on freedom of expression on the internet. I mean, for good God's sake, look at England, for crying out loud. You can go to jail for not towing the line. If that's not Nazi Germany, I don't know what is. You British people, you spent all that time and suffered so much to fight fascism and Nazism in Germany during World War II, the Battle of Britain and all that kind of stuff, and then you just decide to give in to this crap? And now you're literally sending people to jail for what they say. No, I'm sorry, that's Nazism. That's fascism. Right there. By the way, those people calling for people to be thrown in jail over words are not conservatives. They're you so-called liberals. That's why I don't call you liberal anymore, because there's no liberty in your actions or your voice. And notice how some of them are now proud to be called, you're not liberal, and you're not progressive. Well, yeah, that was a buzzword. I'm progressive, meaning I'm trying to progress humanity forward. No, you're sending us backwards. You're leftist. Plain and simple, this is obvious. So Alex Jones may be in a little bit of trouble. Now, good thing that the man really is based in the USA. I don't know what you know, if his stuff is seen overseas, how foreign governments would react or how they react to Alex Jones. But he doesn't really talk about foreign countries all that much. I don't believe he does. I'm not a fan of Alex Jones. Let me be clear about that. I am not a fan of Alex Jones. I the number of shows or videos I've watched of his, I can count on one hand. There are times I do reference some stories here from Alex Jones because he's the one that has the big story that reports on them. And he's the one that has links to where he's getting the story so I can follow the trail, because our lamestream media doesn't report on it. So when I get something, when I get a lead or some information and he leads me to it, I give him credit. It's the only fair thing to do. I mean, it doesn't happen often, but it does happen. Now, I know the guy, you know, has some very kooky conspiracies. But I got to tell you, remember now, there have been major stories that have started out as conspiracies and conspiracy theories. Everybody thought that Watergate was a conspiracy theory until, Bernstein and Woodward broke the story and proved that it wasn't. We've had other stories like that. You know, where we've had stories that were in the rag mags, like the National Enquirer. What are some names of those others? I don't know. They're still in the supermarkets, right? I don't pay attention to the supermarket hardly anymore. Anyway, they're all there. All I do is read. I don't even read the titles of those rag mags. I just look at the pictures and read the headlines and laugh my ass off if I have to stand in line. I don't pick them up either. That's my entertainment. Just reading the headlines off these rag mags, and people buy them. Now, that's what shocks me. Okay, now you have, now understand that these publications are all about, you know, Hollywood and leftist stuff, and they have all these little, not conspiracies, but all these wonderful gossip stories, right? I think, is it Prince Harry? Prince Harry has a secret love child somewhere. Did I see that in one of those rag mags? I have no idea. All the stars that have secret love childs and that kind of thing. If you want to know that kind of stuff, just go stand in the supermarket line, and you'll be up to date every week, and you'll be up to date on that stuff. But sometimes they break real news, and the lamestream media sits back and scratches their head and says, how the hell did they get a hold of that story first? We should have that story first because we're real news. You know, Alex Jones is tabloid news. He's not even news. He's fake. He's conspiracy theory nut job. Yeah, he might be a conspiracy theory nut job, but you know what? He has a lot of listeners and viewers. there are a lot of listeners and viewers that like Alex Jones. Yeah, there's a lot that believe him. But he's no different from any of these other conspiracy theorists that don't. This is where the rag mags have gone. The National Enquirer is now in video. Everybody's gone to video. I know. Well, when are you going to video, Rod? We're getting there. Everybody is going video. I mean, now you got this. Well, I mean, look, you got the wonderful entertainment magazines are now on. Did I see a? Who's got People? People magazine is on TV now. I could have swore I saw that someplace. Maybe it was an old video or something. But all the I'm surprised that there probably is National Enquirer TV. But the point is that people like it. People read it. Now, I'm sure that the vast majority of people who read the International Globe or whatever it is and the National Enquirer, I'm sure that the majority of people who read that garbage believe little to nothing of what's written in those pages. It's entertainment for them. And I think one of them actually says on top of under its headlines or title, for entertainment purposes only. So I'm sure they're going to be people that believe this stuff, just like there are people that believe in global warming. There are people that believe in global cooling. There are people that believe in man-made climate change. And no, they're not all the same, by the way. I've described the differences between the three before. But that's okay. You can believe in that. And it's okay to believe that, you know, Men in Black, you know, Elvis is not dead. Elvis just went home. People can believe that Elvis is still alive. That's fine because that's entertaining to some people. But you start talking about serious stuff, and some of it's conspiracy and some of it isn't. People start believing, or people watch and listen and don't believe Alex Jones. They don't believe him. But he's entertaining. Look, I don't believe the lamestream media most of the time, and I don't find them entertaining. I find them annoying, I find them boring, and I find them aggravating. And again, for you people who keep saying, well, you should stop getting your news from Fox, you know what? Shut the hell up. Do you watch Fox News? No, I don't. Then how the hell do you know what Fox News says? Shut the hell up. You sound like a damn fool. All you're doing is remembering and then espousing some rote-remembered soundbite. Some leftists said, oh, they get all their news from Fox News there if he's a right-leaning person. That's a bunch of bullshit. Let me tell you that right now. It is. I don't watch Fox News. I've seen more of CNN and MSNBC than I've seen of Fox News. So I know what CNN and MSNBC say. And it drives me up a wall. I'm getting so sick and tired of people using that line on me that I feel like if they were in front of me, I would have bitch slapped them. It's like, grow up. And this is what they're trying to do to Alex Jones. So stop listening to Alex Jones. Why? People might like Alex Jones. If I was an Alex Jones fan, I'd want to be able to see Alex Jones. Why can't I? Well, you can't see it on our platform because he's spreading fake news. Oh, you mean like CNN? If Alex Jones is being shut down on Facebook and Google, why isn't CNN? We know for damn sure it has been proven a number of times that CNN has made shit up. They've talked about stuff they want to be true. And it is proven that they know it's not. So don't tell me about Alex Jones, but Apple, Facebook, and other tech companies have deleted years of content from Alex Jones' pages. That is not your job if you are a social media company. If you want to be a news aggregate, fine. But when you're a social media company and you are actively asking people to post stuff on and content on your platform to share with others anything on their minds, and then you say, you know what? I would be bothered by it, yes. But I wouldn't care if YouTube had the KKK channel. I don't have to watch it. Well, it's spreading hate, rotten. It doesn't matter. Do you honestly think that people are going to stop censoring at certain objectionable content that's extreme? No, they're not. Alex Jones is not extreme. I don't believe he is. He's a braggart. He's a loudmouth. He's a conspiracy nut job. Sure, he's all three of those things and probably a hell of a lot more. I don't care. If I don't like him or believe him, I don't have to watch him, read him, or listen to him. I turn the channel, turn the page, or just turn it off. It's that simple. And yet now we have people who are the arbiters of good taste coming from a bunch of millennial-run companies on the left coast. Those are going to be the censors? Are you kidding me? We don't live in a society of censorship. This is the United States of a freaking America. We're all about having the ability to talk about the absurd and be absurd if we want. We don't have a right to be heard, but we do have a right to say it. I don't think Alex Jones, you know, institutes violence. If that's the case, then arrest Maxine Waters. She's done far more to incite violence than Alex Jones has. So you can't use that line on me. And we know for a damn fact that Alex Jones fans don't riot in the streets. They don't attack old men. They don't break windows to storefronts. They don't burn limousines. And yet Alex Jones is the one that's being censored. Alex Jones doesn't walk around telling, I've dreamed and thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House. Alex Jones isn't decapitating the president, you know, a dummy of the president. Alex Jones isn't holding up a dummy or of the president's bloody head. Alex Jones doesn't make movies about the assassination of a president. But none of that stuff has been censored. Oh, well, Kathy Griffin got fired. Really? Do you realize it was just a few days ago that CNN decided to replace her for New Year's Eve, their New Year's Eve show? Just recently, CNN announced, oh, we're replacing Kathy Griffin and New Year's Eve stuff. I bet you she just decided that she didn't want to put up with this stuff anymore. I can't blame her. She said she did something stupid. She got slapped in the face, across the face for it. And now she's whining, moaning, and pissing, and I can't believe nobody likes me anymore. Well, you were never really that funny to begin with, but okay. I'm not done yet, folks.
You're listening to The Rod Eccles Show, the coolest, most politically incorrect, conservative black man on the planet.
Here at Tide, we want to revolutionize the taste, texture, and look of your everyday laundry detergent snack. We've mixed three different definitely non-toxic chemicals together in one package of dumb American, well, food. The chemicals work together to give your taste buds a deep cleaning of pure refreshment and whatever else this piece of tastes like. You know, I would prefer some pizza rolls, but I guess everyone else in America is eating these. Just listen to this lady we're about to cut to.
Are you trying to make an after-school snack for your kids every day, but you just suck at cooking, or you're broke so you can't buy food? Well, there's a cheap alternative.
Fun fact, Tide Pods prevent cancer.
And once you're done eating that garbage, you just close the lid and put it back in the shelf, even though you're going to take it down again in 0.27 seconds because they're so good.
Tide Pods, I'm loving it.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-471-9742. That's 800-471-9742. Again, 800-471-9742.
$97.42.
has ticked off a lot of people over the years, and I wouldn't say I actually have ever gotten mad at him. I just looked at him and said, he's a nut. This is a guy that has famously said that 9/11 2001 was an inside government job. That doesn't tick me. It ticks off some people, I guess, but that doesn't tick me off. I just say he's a nut. Conspiracy nut. Look, he's no different from the people that run around talking about so-called chemtrails. If you don't know what the chemtrail conspiracy is, look it up. It's all over the place. It's been around for decades now. And part of the problem is because, well, I hate to say it, there is another conspiracy theory out there that's absolutely dead on, so it's not a conspiracy, it's not a theory, but it is a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy against the American people. And that's our educational system. And our educational system is teaching now that free speech isn't really free speech. It's teaching that some people should be censored. It's teaching that there is such a thing as hate speech, and hate speech needs to be banned. And it is teaching that, you get to decide if you're the right kind of person. And I'm not making this up, folks. You get to decide if you're the right kind. Now, read as much into it as you want. The quote-unquote right kind of person. You get to determine what is hate speech and what isn't. Well, obviously that's true. This is why Candace Owens gets temporarily banned or blocked on Twitter for saying something that basically, what's her name? Zhang. Kim Zhang? I can't remember her first name. The New York Times editor that tweeted a number of times how much she hates white men. White people in general, but definitely white men. And the names that she's called, she's never been, as far as I know, she's never been, you know, slapped on the hand or banned or jailed, you know, Twitter jailed or anything else like that. Candace Owen basically repeats what she says and puts a little twist on it. And a black woman gets banned. She gets barred for a little while. It's absolutely amazing. Now, what's the difference? Well, Zhang is an avowed, unabashed, New York Times style liberal. Owens is an avowed, unabashed, proud conservative. Zhang is of Asian descent. She's Korean, I do believe. Owens is an African American. She's of African descent. She's black. But she's a conservative. So this whole notion that wonderful social media companies have begun to assert themselves in the past they didn't do it because they were afraid of alienating conservatives. This is part of the story, JamestownSun.com. That's a lie. And we know it's a lie. I guess they haven't heard of Facebook jail and Facebook and Twitter jail and Facebook and Twitter shadow banning. Remember, these were just, they used to tell us this stuff isn't real. Twitter used to tell you shadow banning isn't real. You remember this? Does anybody remember? I remember being, no, there's no such thing as shadow banning. And then it comes out from their own memos, from their own algorithms, that there is shadow banning. As a matter of fact, Facebook had a major algorithm news feed shift. Anybody remember that? And people started complaining left and right. Hey, the stuff I want to see in my feed has disappeared. And what was Facebook's response? Oh, we're trying to make sure that you get in your feed the stuff that you really care about and want to see. And people were responding, especially those on the right side of the political aisle. Well, the stuff I really want to see, I'm not seeing anymore. Facebook's response? Well, we're doing our best to show you what you really care about. What they were saying is you need to care about something new and different. We're not going to show you this crap anymore. Twitter did the same thing. I can't tell you how many times people say, did you stop tweeting? No, I tweet an awful lot. Well, how come I'm not getting your tweets? Why are you asking me? Go ask Twitter. So people have, look, I've seen people that I want to see in tweets that I follow. I used to see a lot of, now I don't see any. And then I go to their page and, well, damn, they've got like 100 tweets. How come I haven't seen any? It's called shadow banning. There's even third-party companies that have figured this out, and I guess you can go over there and plug yourself into it, and it'll tell you if you've been shadow banned or not. This stuff is real. And at first, what were we told? Oh, it's all conspiracy. It's not real. And now we know it is. It's all too real and getting worse. Now, Alex Jones' shows have long sparked complaints because of many elaborate and unsupported claims and conspiracies, including that mass shootings such as the 2012 massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary may have been staged by the government. Well, I can honestly tell you, Alex Jones is not the only one who believes that Sandy Hook was a false flag. There are actually people that I know and respect that are not conspiracy kooks that and even I have admitted to believing and knowing that, yeah, something doesn't smell right with Sandy Hook. Now, I'm not saying that it was a government false flag, that it was government stage, but there's something off about it. There is something really, really wrong about the reporting of Sandy Hook. I can't quite put my finger on it, but it doesn't seem normal to me. No, maybe, and I've admitted this, maybe everything is on the up and up, but just something seems off about it, including the fact that they were so quick to tear down and raise the school. Now, why do you do that? You get rid of evidence. You can't go back and recreate anything. I find that, why haven't we not torn down every other building that had a school that had a mass school shooting? Columbine's still standing. So why did Sandy Hook get torn down so fast? I don't know. It's a question. But it raises a flag for me. There's something doesn't smell right. Alex Jones just adds a lot more to it when he says something doesn't smell right. Okay, I look at it when I listen to him about that kind of stuff as entertaining. But I got to tell you, he brings up some points that makes one think, yeah, that is kind of weird. I don't know exactly what that means. It probably doesn't mean what Alex Jones thinks it means, but it is weird. And why isn't anybody asking that question, or why isn't anybody getting an answer to that question? That's more important. The answer should come from the government about, well, why the hell did you tear down the building so fast? Oh, well, it was old anyway. Really? There are a lot of schools a lot older than Sandy Hook that are still standing. Well, people will be uncomfortable going there. Really? I just mentioned Columbine's still standing, and so is every other single school, elementary, middle school, or high school, that's ever had a shooting in it. Why did you tear this building down so fast? Alex Jones has asked that question, and he's never gotten an answer. So what does that leave you with? Coming up with your own answers, right? Oh, conspiracies are born. But Alex Jones is completely at fault for this. And, of course, millions of people around the globe, millions of Americans alone, like Alex Jones. They support him, buy his stuff, patronage his advertisers. You send him money, doesn't matter, they support him. And yet now you've got Twitter, Apple, YouTube, Spotify, Facebook all deciding for you that you shouldn't be able to see them. Think about that. You've got a bunch of millennial-run companies. Oh, okay, Google is not millennial-run, but close enough. You've got a bunch of millennial-run companies. Now, millennials are many of them are educated by baby boomer, free-thinking, leftist, wild, idiotic, communist thinking people, teachers and professors. That's the millennial generation. And now they're in charge of these companies that many of them created themselves. They didn't take them over. They created them. And now they're going to tell you what they believe from their education is to be fake news, and you shouldn't see it because it's hate speech. And remember, they were taught that they were the people that determined what hate speech is. And so now they're determining it. And now everybody, look, this stuff has been building for a long period of time. And I got to tell you, you know what? Conservatives, I gotta take you to task. Conservatives as a group, as a large block, has let this happen. And we have been warned that this was going to happen time and time again, and we ignored the warning. Oh, but they're just our wonderful little children. Well, those wonderful little children are now approaching middle age. They're taking the reins of power in both companies and government, and they are coming, bringing the hammer down on conservatives. And they're lying about us. They're telling falsified stories. They're embellishing stuff that we never would embellish. They're attacking us physically. And you still think that they're wonderful. You're wonderful little children. They're not. They've been taught to hate and disparage you, and to do anything that they possibly can to shut you up. I am tired of people complaining about being locked out of Twitter or Facebook. I get it. I've had it happen to me. But I have told you time and time again, you do not own those platforms. They can and will do anything they damn well please. Your First Amendment rights have no place in a private company. And now they are making it well known that Twitter is a private company. Facebook is a private company. And I cannot tell you, it is just getting so frustrating when people say, well, there's no alternative. Look it up. There are alternatives, including to just log off and don't log back on. Go find these people directly. I mean, I have often said, look, I am not going to make the main platforms of my program, of who I am and my shows, and put them on somebody else's platform. They're going to be on my websites. Well, why don't you share it over here? Because what they just did to Alex Jones is exactly why I don't share it over there. Now, you may not like the reasoning, my answer to this, but they, believe it or not, they have every right to do it. Now, here's the problem. I call it false advertising, and each one of these companies should be sued for false advertising because they promised an open forum and they didn't mean it. Now, again, they get, and I know they always, well, they, a liberal will come up to me and say, well, you know, they broke the rules. Oh, which set of rules? You know, you stop being gullible with these people. I know Alex Jones is not gullible. That's why his stuff is all over the place, including his own site. This is not conspiracy, folks. This is fact. There is a concerted effort to go after Jones. Ever since CNN started whining about Jones attacking them, there is a concerted effort put in place to bring down Jones. He knows this. All you got to do is step back and look at the entire big picture. CNN complains. YouTube takes action. CNN complains. Facebook takes action. Now all of a sudden, Apple and Spotify, they all do the same thing and take down the same videos and podcasts. 90% are identical across those platforms. Isn't that a little ironic? I find it interesting. But Alex Jones, notice Alex Jones is not out there huffing and puffing like you would not believe. Like, he's not huffing and puffing like a Rosie O'Donnell. Why? Because he knew this was going to happen. Like me, he's one of the people out there warning you about this. He knew it was going to happen. Eventually, he knew it was going to, because that is historically accurate. Again, those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it. Those who do know history can predict the future. Isn't that interesting? Why? Because this whole idea of man's enlightenment is a bunch of bullshit. We're exactly the same as we were 1,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago, 100,000 years ago. The only thing that's changed with mankind is our technology. Everything else about us is exactly the same. So if I know history, the history of mankind, I can predict our future. Because it happens over and over and over again. The problem now, it used to take some time to recycle. Now it's happening in rapid succession. Seems like now it's down to about every generation. Ever since World War I, people were highly able to predict worldwide events and affairs. Why? Because it already happened. And the speed of it was speeding, the speed of which it recycled was speeding up. It used to skip a generation or two. Now it seems like it's not. Now we're going back to back. Well, hell, we had baby boomers. And then we had some reasoned and sensible, we had a small but reasoned and sensible generation called Generation X. And then we had the millennials. But instead of getting another reasonable and sensible generation, we're getting Gen Z, who's ending up being just like the millennials. David Hogg, anyone? He's a Generation Z-er, not a millennial. I know there are a lot of people out there who are not paying attention and not believing me. And I'm telling you right now, I know my history. What's happening to Alex Jones has happened before, so it is no surprise to me. And frankly, folks, the Democrats, just like they did with Obamacare, guess what they're recirculating amongst the Democrats now? Oh, yeah, they're trying to resurrect the government takeover and censorship of the Internet here in the United States. Oh, and one of the reasons they're citing, the EU did it. Yeah, Senate Democrats are recirculating, plans for government takeover of the Internet. We've already been down this road and you thought you defeated it? No. No, folks. You don't defeat a Democrat. You don't defeat permanently a leftist. You have to keep defeating them election after election after election. Because if you let them get a foothold, they will wiggle their way back in. They will bring all that stuff that they've had in the past. They will bring it, modernize it, and say, aha, we finally have the ability to do it because somebody elected me to do it. Even though nobody probably elected them to do it, they will think that they have the mandate. If you think I'm off, do you remember how many people were against Obamacare? Depending on the poll, and there were a lot of polls, more than two-thirds of this country did not want Obamacare. But what did we get? Obamacare. Why? Because we were that stupid to elect them. That's why. I'm chastising every single American that voted for these people. I don't care if you're a conservative now or if you're a walkaway conservative. I don't care how long you've been a conservative. You could have been a conservative before you in the womb of your parents. It doesn't matter. If you voted for one of these people, you're the reason why we're in the mess that we're in. I want you to think about that. Because we're heading into 92, 91 days away from the midterm elections, and it's going to be the same damn thing. You're going to have to decide. And you know what these people stand for. And if you're just going to vote against the Republican, well, you're a dumbass. I'm going to be blunt about it, folks. Well, I'm just going to vote against him. Well, who are you going to vote for? That leftist candidate on the Democrat ticket is far worse than the Republican that you're pissed at right now. Now, I know people are getting sick and tired of choosing the lesser of two evils, but when that's the only choice you have, you better make that decision. You better make it right. And if you don't want to choose between the lesser of two evils, you got two options. Find another candidate that is an evil, that's good, and support them and make sure that they win your party's nomination. Or two, run for office yourself. But don't get into the voting booth and say, oh, well, I guess that the Democrats are the lesser of two evil right now. No, they're not. In 2008 and 2010 should have told that to you. These people want to control you. They want to own you. They want to put you back on the liberal Democrat plantation. And frankly, there are a lot of slaves, you know, black and white, who are now walking away from the plantation. It took them a long time to realize it. They don't want to end up back there. They don't want to be the next person who's being banned on social media for something they said, even when they're repeating or mocking what somebody else with real hate in their heart says. This is supposed to be a way to get tough on our institutions and protect our institutions of democracy and free press by totally taking them over? Yeah, folks, if that doesn't sound like Nazism, fascism, and communism to me, I don't know what is. Oh, we want to protect our freedom by taking it away from you. That's exactly what they're saying.
I'm not Rod Eccles, and I approve this message.
It was just another quiet Saturday at the Johnson home.
Honey, have you seen the hammer?
It's in the garage.
Oh, no, not the garage.
Later that same day...
Dad, I can't find the bicycle pump.
Son, I'm afraid it's in the garage.
The garage?
Then the following Tuesday...
Howard, where's the car?
It's in the garage.
Does your garage look like a giant yard sale without the yard? Do you cringe at the thought of entering your garage? Then you need Crest Garage Cabinets. With one phone call, those wonderful folks at Crest will come out to your home, design the best combination of cabinets for you, and install them quickly and professionally before your very eyes.
It's a miracle.
And unlike other companies who ask for a down payment or money up front, you won't pay a penny until your Crest cabinets are installed to your satisfaction. So call Crest today, toll free at 1-800-548-2848. That's 1-800-548-2848. And you'll never fear going into your garage again.
See that cute little dog in the pet store window? Chances are it came from a puppy mill, a breeding facility that forces caged, neglected, and often sick dogs to churn out puppy after puppy to be sold for profit. Meanwhile, millions of wonderful, healthy pets end up in animal shelters. This leads to the killing of more than 9,000 by the end of today. But with one simple choice, you can help. Just by deciding to adopt instead of purchase your next pet. Animal shelters are full of amazing pets looking for a home. When you adopt your new best friend, not only are you saving a life, you're taking a stand against puppy mills. When your friends see the smart choice and impact you've made, they adopt their next pet and share with five of their friends, who share with five more.